The Rashi and Kuf Chav Chesem Beis, the first wide line at the bottom, four lines on the bottom. Mevielo Shemen Derech, bring oil for the womb, the lettuce and needs the water, the oil. Derech Rishis Rabbim through the Rishis Rabbim. Biyad, she should carry pekapa in her palm, lobekli, the kama the efshir machine, and when it's possible to do it in a way which is not a normal way of doing the malacha, which makes it either a bonon out of the rice, so we do that. If that's not possible, you do pisara in her hair. Socha sara b'shemen, she puts oil in her hair. Yuxhiba etzla, when she comes now to the yoledes, mikanchosa, she wipes it out of her hair and she has the oil. Mikanchil shabbos, kimin and derech hetzah b'kach, it's not malach d'reisa, because it's not a normal way to carry. The Mora says that you have a problem of schita. Moral ain't schita pisara. Then the b'raisa said, you're allowed to light in there. What's the pshita? The grash of the pekuch nefesh doicha Shabbos. Pekuch nefesh doicha Shabbos. So the Mor says the case is by the Summa. Table of Mishum Schita. No, I'm sorry, that was the wrong pshita. No, that was our pshita. The Rashi is out of order. Okay. Lama loy hevia lo bekli shal dechal Shabbos beitzor hachanam hama kamachal beschita. You're gaining not carrying in a kli to prevent chilul Shabbos for the malacha of hitzah. Instead, you're switching it with the chilul Shabbos of schita. So more holds the old. I'm sorry, the right order is right. Tevel lemishum. The more says ain schita b'sar b'sayir shu kasha vein b'leya. The hair does not absorb. We look at it just there's in between each hair. There is shem, and that's not called schita. Schita is when it gets absorbed into the item. Rashi says, no, it could be bizarre. It means that you carry the kli derech sara. She karechas a kli, but roisha bizarre. She ties the kli onto her hair and she carries it that way. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, back in the Gemara. Chayo, which means a yoledes. Ozman shekhera pasuach, and when the base of rechem where the child comes out is that area is open, it's ready to discharge the child. So her status is such that bein amr tzrichani, whether she says she needs chilul Shabbos, bein loy amr tzrichani, whether she does not say she needs. And there's another verse which says even if she says she doesn't need, mechal and alas a Shabbos. We don't take any chances over here. We're mechal and Shabbos to take care of her needs. Nista mekever, if that area is closed up. So bein amr tzricha ani, bein loy amr tzricha ani, whether she says she needs or not. So Shmuel says, ein mechal and alas a Shabbos. That is, Rav Yehuda's quote in the name of Shmuel. Mor says, Rav Ashi masni hachi. That's Rav Ashi's version of what Shmuel said. Mezutra masni hachi. Mezutra says it in the following way. Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Chaya calls man shakera pesuach bein amr tzrichani bein amr ein tzrichani mechal les haShabbos. So if the kever is pesuach, the halacha is again we assume automatically she needs whatever her needs are, we're going to take care of whether she says she needs them or not. However, in istam kever amr tzrichani, if she says she needs. Mechalan alas haShabbos. If she says she needs, so we say a person understands their needs, and she's still in a state immediately after birth of a concern of chilul Shabbos of pekuch nefesh. So mechalal Shabbos if necessary. She says lo yomer tzrichani. So she says she feels she's fine. She doesn't need. Ein mechalan alas haShabbos. Okay, so he's more makel that. We in this situation, we rely on the woman's understanding her own needs to decide whether there's a need for chilul Shabbos or not. Amar the Ravina the Maremar. So Ravina is asked Maremar, Mar Zutra Masni the Kula, Rav Ashi Masni the Kula. Mar Zutra is Meiko, Rav Ashi is Machmer when it comes to chilul Shabbos. So Hilchos the command. So who do we pass him like? Amar Lei Halacha Kamar Zutra, because Safik Nefashas Lahakul. We consider it Safak Nefashas Lahakel, and we're Mekel. Memes I Psichas Akever. What is the moment which is called Psichas Akever that she's starting in the birthing process, and therefore there's Yolada Mechalos Shabbos? Amar Abaya, Mishosha Teshab Alamashbir. The mashbir is the place where the woman would sit during the birthing lie during the birthing process. It's called the mashbir. So from the time when the normal she would be on that seat, that obviously they would put her there because they felt certain things were happening. That is the beginning of the birthing process. Rav Huna read the Yeshua Amar, Yishosh Adam Shoyseis V'yarid. Blood starts coming out. V'amri Law, a third version is Mishosh Chavrasel Noises Oisobagapeha, that her friends have to support her by her arms. She can't walk anymore. It means that the child has moved far enough down in the birth canal, that it's difficult for her to walk. That's the beginning of the birthing process. An Masai Pesichas Kever, till how long does it extend? Amar Abaya, Shlosha Yomim. We assume for that point in time, 3 days. Rav Amar Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, Shivas. He says, the name of Yehuda, 7 days. Rav Amar Lo Shloshim, some say it's 30 days. Amar Nahadoi,
so this, I mean, 3 days is from the beginning of the process or from when like she gives birth?
The Lashon of Abaya sounds like it's going from we discuss when the Tzitzkever starts until when does it extend. The Pasha is going on from point A to point B. The Halach is brought down, you're correct, it's brought down from the time of birth. Now, the Doyce is like this. Chaya, a woman who's given birth, Gimel, Zayin, V'Lamed. There's 3 periods of time, which are 3, 7, and 30. Gimel, for the first 2 days after she's given birth, because the Nadoi doesn't say make it depend on Psichos HaKever. The Nadoi makes it based on birthing. Chai is a woman given birth. So the first 3 days, Ve'en Omer Tzricha Ni, Ve'en Omer Lo Tzricha Ni, or again, the other gears it was, Ve'en Lo Omer Tzricha Ni, whether she says she needs or not, whether she says she doesn't need, according to this version, Mechal and Laos HaShabbos. We still take care of what we consider the normal needs of this woman, and we Mechal HaShabbos for that. Zion, Amr Tzrichani, Mechal and Laos HaShabbos. For the next 4 days after that, till day seven, inclusive, most of them say it's 70, it's hour to hour, 24 hours, so 7 24-hour periods. So if she says tzrichani mechalalin olea as a Shabbos, amaloi tzrichani ein mechalalin olea as a Shabbos. Now it's up to her. The woman knows her needs, and she'll define if there's a need for chilul Shabbos. Lamed for the next 30 days, unless obviously the situation where a woman is clearly there's a sickness involved. We hear, but just the normal situation when giving birth, we can't do chilul Shabbos. It's not a pikuach nefesh. We will do it through a non-Jew. Kiravula braid of Eloi, number kolzav echela nasin ayidei aramoy b'Shabbos. That's she's not worse than a chayla. That a chayla, you can all the needs of a chayla taken care of. You can do. You're allowed to have a goy do malachus deraisa, etc. For the purpose of a chayla. We can Rav Hamnuna, Dam Rav Hamnuna, Dam Rav Shemba Sakana, Armel Anachi, if it's not a situation of Sakana Safashas, but it's a situation of illness, you're allowed to tell the Goy to do. Okay. Sirashi. Chaya, bottom line in Kukul Chesim Beis, is your lettuce, a woman is giving birth. Kever is Beis Arechem, it's the place where the child comes out. She says tzrichani l'chilul. She needs chilul. Ben Shomer ain tzrichani. She says she doesn't need. Of course, she says she doesn't need. So why should we do it? Yes, we will be mechala for her needs. But why do we believe it's a need? Rashi b'chaver says Omer is she tzrichim. But the people who know say no. I understand she says she doesn't need, but we say that she does need. So loch is mechala. Agapel Bezura said they're holding her by her arms. She can't walk.
Interesting, they don't talk about what the doctors say.
What do doctors know? Women know much more about birthing than doctors.
Those morning jokes.
They had midwives. Yeah. Like we had the mission, you call the Chachamah. You don't call the doctor. Chaya Gimel Yamin Bezayin Yamin Melamed Yam. Husker Bal Chilul Shabbos. There are three different periods of time regards to the halachos of Chilul Shabbos. Lamed Mizayin Adashlamas Lamed Bechein Zayin Migimel Adashlamas Zayin. Doesn't mean 3 days plus another seven plus another 30. It means 30 means from the time set, 3 means the first of days, and 7 means 4 more days, and Zion means 23 more days after that. Lam means 23 more days after that. Kol Tzeichu Chelo. V'achaya ad Lam and Yom Mishtam V'chelo. He will assume that she has a dinner V'chelo up to 30 days. Dab Hashem V'sakana. Chelo Shin Lo Yasu La Refuah Zu. We don't do this before. Ein Mishtukan Lomus. He's not in danger of dying. Come welcome Tzorach Hula. He needs this. So you do it. So then you do it. Ayyadei Arum. Arum L'Ram Moiva Isu. If it's a case where it's a situation of sakana, we prefer that Yisrael ois atzmi ois aloi, so Yisrael himself should do it. He shouldn't tell the guy to do it. He should do it himself. And we saw this idea in the Ran that we don't want the person telling a guy because then he might start go looking for a guy, and then that itself will create a danger. To say it's preferred that Yisrael himself should do it. So then. Someone said, you should do it, he'll do it. Okay, back on the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. L'chaya lamadyot. For a chaya, there's a halacha of 30 days. L'may hilchos, what is this halacha of 30 days in regards? So, Amri Nahadoy, Nahadoy say l'tvila. A woman for 30 days should not go into the mikvah. It's because of the potential danger of a woman getting cold. And then affecting her adversely. So the woman would go to the mikvah for two purposes. One, to permit her back to her husband. After giving birth, she's prohibited to her husband. She has to go to the mikvah to be permitted to be with her husband intimately. Or for the purpose of touching taharis. So if the situation over here, she was being tayable for the purpose of taharis, her husband is not in town, they're not going to be having relations, whatever the situation is. So that's one of the problems. But if her husband is in town and she goes to mikvah, that she's going to have a relationship with her husband, so having relations together, that would give her back the heat that she needs, so we're not concerned with her becoming in danger. There was a story with Rav Chisda's daughter that she went to mikvah during 30 days when her husband was not around. For the purpose of taharis and being able to deal with truma, taharis, etc. Nitzania, she became and got cold. V'amtui la'arsa basrei de Rabba l'pupadis. Rabba married Rav Chisda's daughter and they had to bring her, they took her, because of this problem, she was tinias, so they had to carry her into her bed. So Rava, who at that point in time was away in Pupadisa, they brought her to her husband, in other words, to warm her. Amar Yehuda Mishmol, Eisim Adur L'chai B'Shabbos, we can make a fire for the Chaya on Shabbos to warm her up. Some of you know, we thought from what Rav Yehuda was saying was L'chaya in L'chai L'loi. And Mesek Shamamin, Mesek Chamaloi, that this applies only for Achaya, and only applies in the winter. That was the assumption that they assumed. In the summertime, it's not necessary. Now, the question is exactly what the gears over here is, but Balohi, that's not true. It's Loishna Achaya, Loishna Chela, Loishna Mesek Shamim, Loishna Mesek Chama. It applies for the Chaya, applies for the Chela, applies winter, applies summer. That if obviously they believe there's a need, you're allowed to do it. Meaning tomorrow, because we find Omer Kiver Oven, Omer Shmuel, Hikis Dam and it's Tanin. Asin Madura feel about the Kubas Tamus person would be Makis Dam. So after the person let out blood, there's a concern for the person's health, and he got a chill. So we are concerned that we warm him up, we make a fire on Shabbos, even in the middle of Kubas Tamus, which is the middle of the summer. Okay. The Gemara says that Shmuel, Tzolcha le'taktaka d'shagam. Shmuel was let blood and he got a chill, and therefore they chopped up a taktaka d'shagam, a chair made out of this expensive wood called shagam, to make. They had no other firewood available, so they chopped up this very expensive chair, for the purpose of using it for firewood to heat, to warm him up. So you lost the chair, but you gained the life. They chopped up for him a table made out of this wood called yarna wood. Again, an expensive type of thing. The rabbi tzachalei sharshiva. Rabbi, they chopped up a bench. So I said, the rabbi, I'll cover my mishu baltashis. You're being over this sort of weight. You're wasting this good bench. You know, go get some other firewood. Do something. Here's an example where you use. The case of the pasuk is baltashis was destroying the living tree, which was producing fruit, right? But the colloquially is used. Wasting food is baltashis. So the source is a gemara. The more so you don't waste items. So Amar Leih, so Rabbi said back, Baltashas the Gufoi, audibly, the concern of you're concerned about the maintaining the integrity of an item. Well, I'm worried about the maintaining the integrity of my body. So, yes, it is proper to use, destroy this item to make sure that my body doesn't get endangered. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Lo'elam Yimka Adam Kuris Beisoy, person should sell the beams of his roof, Vikach Menalim L'Raglo. Wearing shoes maintains your health more than having a roof over your head. Mikitzur. Okay? But hikizdam vein lo mayayachol. The person is makizdam. He doesn't have any food to eat, which after being makizdam, it's very important the person should replenish his energy in his body by eating. That's so significant. So then, yimker menalim shebaraglov v'yasef mehem tzarchei tzura. Sell your shoes. So you just sold the roof over your head to get shoes, but sell your shoes to make sure that you have food for after being makizdam. That's how important it is to eat afterwards. Tzarchei tzura was what must you eat afterwards? Rabbah rabasa, which we have the iron content of the meat. Well, they'll help you replenish the loss of the hemoglobin and the red blood cells you give by letting out blood. Shmuel Amar Yain, Shmuel says wine. Rabbi Amar Basar, because nafsha, chalaf nafsha, is replacing nefesh, and meat was a nefesh. And Shmuel Amar Yain, sumka, chalaf sumka. The way you remember it is red replacing red.
How much
were talking? It wasn't a couple of drops. They used to let out. Yeah. The more stories towards the more in might be later on over here where it is. The more goes in stories where they left blood and they want to eat. They were in Sukkot.
We still do that, by the way.
What?
We still let out blood. I mean, there are many things that you can do that for.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Mor says Shmuel, but Yemen the Ovid Milsa Avdelei Tavshila the Tachli, and the day that he would do Milsa, which means Rashi says it means he was Makas Dam, so they would make him this dish, this type of food of Tachli made out of spleen. Will they have that spleen over there? Will they have? Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan and Shossi, Rabbi Yochanan would drink wine. So now, interesting, Shmuel said you should drink wine, but we have a story that Shmuel was mocked to eat spleen. The spleen makes a lot of sense. Spleen is a lot of red blood in there, right? Right? If Yerchon Shosit, Yerchon would drink wine, Adonofik Tia Meune, that the smell of the wine would come out of his ears. Right? Rav Nachman Shosit Adakapi Takle. Rav Nachman would drink until his spleen would float, literally, would be full of liquid. Now, I'm not sure exactly how you know that. How much the drink is that your spleen is full. Rabbi Yosef Shosib Adonofik Miribda de Kusilta. Rabbi Yosef would drink until the smell came out of the scab over the place where he let the blood. Rabbi Mahadar Achamra Bartlosa Tarfi. Rabbi would look for wine which had been through three seasons, three sets of leaves, literally, Tarfi leaves. It had been through three seasons since this wine had been made. Amr Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rabbanon. Nachum Issa told him, "Tamidim b'matusim inaychu, I request of you, b'yermadakaza, on the day of that you mak his name, amr lebeisaychu, you should tell your household, Nachman ikla legabon." So the Reb Nachman is coming. So Reb Nachman is coming. You have to make a big meal. You have to pair wine, foods, etc. So they'll make a good meal for you, and then you'll have a good meal to eat. Even not coming. But kula arume asiri, all types of doing trickery is also. Barame hay aroma, but except for this trickery is the shori. That's the only way. If never, it's the only way you can get food in your house. That you got to do. So say Reb Moshe Feinstein's coming for dinner. So you make him a nice meal. He doesn't show up. He didn't make it. You know, but at least you had a good dinner out of it. Okay. Manda oben milsa b'loy efshele, a person who was makis dam, he doesn't have what he needs to buy wine, Rashi says. So he should do the following. It's also a trickery he should do. We'll have to talk about it, see what it is. The Moshe Lishko Zuzi Maka. He should take a bad coin. Lezel Leshev Chanusa. He should go to 7 different stores. In each store, the way it was they would, before they would sell by the wine, you were allowed to get a taste. So they give you a taste. So, okay, we like to buy. So, yeah, I love to buy. So you give him the coin. He says, I'm not going to accept that coin, but at least you got to taste the wine out of it. So you go to 7 stores at the time Shira Riviyasa. You'll get a Riviyas worth of wine out of these 7 stores and with no purchase at the end. Below, that's not available. Lechol Shev Tami Uchmasa. You know, you don't even have that coin. So you should eat 7 black dates. Melisha Mishka Mitzidoye and put the oil on your temples. Vinigni Vishimsha, and you should go lie down in the sun. So the oil will help the body absorb the heat and it'll warm up the body. Avlot Ashke Lishmuel Degonim Vishimsha. So Avlot was a non-Jew who lived in her doy with Shmuel. And they used to have conversations together. He was like a philosopher, etc. So he saw Shmuel lying in the sun. The Jewish sage, it's something bad. Could something bad be something good? The sun burning down on you was not a healthy thing. So how could sun tanning be a good idea? It was a day that he let blood, and he needed the warmth. So that's why it was good. Otherwise, I agree with you, it's not a good idea to suntan. That wasn't the story. He could yarm the mali bashim. So the days where the sun warming you is good for you. The kule shata yarm the nafle beit kufis tamus kufis teves. There is, I'm not sure exactly what the phrase over here is saying. It's saying that it's good for you only on the day that you have Tekubas Tevis on the sides. The day of Tekubas Tevis is the day that it's good. Or alternatively, that all the days are good except for that day. Something with the first way more. So the loss of Kulishata, the whole year, there is a day in the whole year that it's good for you, and that is the day of Tekubas Tevis. Shmuel felt no need to share that piece of information with this non-Jewish philosopher. So he told him, "Remember that cousin," and got him off his back. Okay. It's like Rashi, the Tevila, the fourth line from the top. A woman should not go to the mikveh for 30 days because of the concern of getting. They didn't have heated mikvehs. So you went into the water was cold. So the body could get in danger. She's going to mikveh for the purpose of taharis. But if the husband is there, they have relations together and that'll warm him. And that the body helps the other body retain it, get its heat back. Madura is a hesed, a large fire. hikas dam. The person was makas dam. And mekolshkin chola. And the Mora's point was, he said that even for if bloodletting, we warm the person up. So obviously for a chola, we would warm the person up. He didn't have any wood available to use for firewood on the day that he let blood. And he told them, and he chopped up this chair made out of tidhar, which is a type of a cedar wood, expensive cedar wood. Certainly, so it's also a type of cedar. A table made out of this cedar wood. Rabbeinu Halevi Amra, it's called Boish. Rabbi Tzachal Eish Hashiva, they chopped up a sapsel, a bench. So he said, Baltashkos. V'yichem enalim, b'ayshush, ein l'cho bizui min ha-mahalach yochi v'shuk. The bizoyin of walking, I'm sorry, the issue wasn't health, the issue was bizoyin. It's worth it to not to have a roof over your head, but not have the bizoyin of walking barefoot. Tzarchi, suda, by tzarchi, suda, suda, sakoza, the suda after the person lets blood. Remember the milsa of the day, the hakaza the day they would let blood, he would eat a type of a dish made out of tatakli. Tchalus sumka, chalus sumka, that's red for red. So Rashi's point is that parallel small idea of blood, excuse me, wine, which is red, so spleen is also red. The smell will come out from his ears. You'll smell the wine from the ears. Here's the kasilta. Nikrikli Homan Shema Besoroi Plima, the place where the hole where they let the blood, it's called Rivda Tukasilta. And the Kavi Takle, it's called Shaloit Saf Bayain. His spleen is floating with wine. Again, I'm not sure how you know that when that happens. Barat Losa Tarfi, Ben Gimel Shonim, it's 3 years old. Shatana Imoi Mishaniklet Gimel Olin Chadoshim. From the time that you made this wine, the Imar, meaning the vine, has produced three sets of new leaves. Rabbanon the Tamidim, he tells the Tamidim, Amr Nachman Ikla Lagamon. Rav Nachman's coming. Hibra Basuda, Kilo Anisoy, that's the make a big Suda, is if I'm coming. And the Mor says, all Haramas are also, except except for this Harama, Mehayrama, the Mefarsh Wazel. The Mor is going further, not before. All trickeries are also with the trickery of getting the storekeepers to give you a taste. Well, actually, he doesn't have money to buy wine. Lishkol zuz ra, bad coin. Upachish and yotze b'tzor, something which would not be accepted normally in the circulation. Go to seven stores. Mederach aloichim l'tayim atchila. They would taste it first. Sheitayim, it should be good. V'yitim, you'll taste it. V'yitim lo yozuz, and you want to buy it, you'll give him the coin. V'yitim even so and he'll look at it and say, that's not a good coin. But he'll come on, he won't accept it. V'yitim l'chanuz al-cher, so yes, I can. I'll go to the next store and do the same. Now, it's interesting because, basically we're saying it's Sekhanas Nefashis, and you're allowed to do this, it's a form of stealing for the purpose of Sekhanas Nefashis. Now, the Gemara Baba Kama, the more it discusses that you're allowed to steal for the purpose of Sekhanas Nefashis. So, the Rishash over there says that there's no shalom. Stealing is not more chomer than Shabbos. The issue is, are you allowed to steal and not pay? For Shabbos, you have an eitzah. So, in other words, a person is running away for his life, somebody's chasing him, and he wants to break into your house to be able to save himself. Yeah, but he's going to damage your lock, He knows how to pick the lock. He'll run inside, damage the lock, smash the door behind him, and he'll be saved. But he damaged your lock. So he's allowed to do that. So the more he has it, it's a shy. The more it's not sure you're allowed to do that or not.
Even to save his own life.
That's very nice. I want to save my life, but I can't damage your property to save my life. So Rishon says, that's ridiculous. Of course you can save your life. The more there is, you have to pay. And the more comes out, you're not allowed to do it. You have to pay. So that's the more comes out of it. The problem is over here. The more is over here basically saying he's doing to save his life, but he's not paying. And he didn't pay because he had the zuzra.
He's using the Shabbos as an excuse not to pay?
No.
Because then it wouldn't be a difference Shabbos or Wednesday.
No. There's no Shabbos. There's a Shabbos over here. The person let blood and he needs something to drink to save his life. If he doesn't drink, he's going to be in danger. But he has no money for the drink. So he goes into the store and he tricks the guy to give him a drink. That's very nice. You're not allowed to save your life at somebody else's expense. Because the more when the rubber comes out, you're not allowed to save your life, to break and damage somebody's property to save your life without paying for it. You have to pay for it.
And say, but Rebbe Kama, the guy in Florida has the money to pay.
Right. No, the more shalom there was, maybe maybe Pekun Nefesh, same as Deuch HaShabbos, is Deuch HaGzeilah. So the Isra is gone. So if I can be Deuch HaShabbos, I can be Deuch HaGzeilah. So there's no way to Gzeilah, I don't have to pay you. The more says, no, it's very nice. Gzeilah is Gzeilah, you're the Isra. Right. I have no problem with that. But later on, you got to go compensate it. So we're also, the Chorah, he's Mechuyev to go later on when he gets money and pay for it. It's not, this is Mutter. The point of the more is, right now, yes, you can do the trick, and the God will give it to you. And later on, when you get money, you got to go pay him back. The Mordechai doesn't mention that. That's, you know. That's all the Rashi is here.